On Monday, the 18th of December, 12 Year 11 students visited Oxford University for the day, as part of the university's outreach program to raise aspirations and encourage applications from state schools. Thankfully, the journey down went smoothly, as I'm not sure how much more of Evie and Saskia's kazoo playing we could have endured, though Arvik had the best strategy of just sleeping through it. Having got the park and ride into the city, we stopped briefly at the spot in Broad Street where Mary I had three Protestant bishops burnt to death in 1556, studied in Year 8. We then worked our way through the Christmas market and passed the library in Radcliffe Square to arrive at University College by 10:30 a.m. This college, one of 32 undergraduate colleges that make up the university, is one of three that claim to be the oldest and is the link college for Staffordshire. The day started with an introductory talk about Oxford and the courses it offers. Sadly, as it was so close to Christmas, University College were unable to offer us lunch in their old hall, think small Hogwarts. However, this gave us the opportunity to visit a second college, Worcester College, where lunch had been arranged, which was to prove an unexpected bonus. Met by the effervescent access officer, we had lunch in their beautiful neoclassical hall built in the 1770s. The massive flapjacks went down very well. We then had a tour of the college, which, being slighter off the city centre, had extensive grounds. Both staff and students were blown away by the old quad, the fantastic college chapel, complete with wooden animal sculptures at the end of each pew, the library, the dance studio, the sports facilities and the lake. We then headed back to University College for a brief tour there, followed by a chance to have a practice at some Oxford entrance exam questions, which tested our powers of deduction, lateral thinking and ability to analyze abstract concepts. The visit ended with 40 minutes free time in the city which, according to preference, was either spent in Flying Tiger, getting a takeaway, finding paradise in Blackwell's bookshop, or sampling a 54% cocoa single-origin hot chocolate with nutmeg and orange at Noop's. Other hot chocolates are available, but go here if you get the chance, it's brilliant. All in all, a successful trip.